It's time for the North Idaho Prepcast on IdahoSports.com.
Hey, welcome in. It's the North Idaho Prepcast on IdahoSports.com. The guy in the intro literally just said that, so we're already off to a great start. The North Idaho Prepcast is presented by No Vape, Idaho Public Television's campaign to raise awareness about the dangers of youth vaping. Be smart, don't start. We're here to talk the biggest athletic stories in Districts 1 and 2 up in North Idaho. We do this week in, week out, live on the IdahoSports.com YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Twitter account. Also on replay at all three of those destinations, and also audio only. If you are somebody like me, you know, I'm out walking the dogs, I'm driving in the car, I like listening to podcasts. You can find this podcast at IdahoSports.com or wherever you download and subscribe to podcasts. And we definitely recommend you subscribe because we don't know every week what time we're going to record. Sometimes it's Wednesday morning. Sometimes it's Thursday morning. Sometimes if things go really off the rails, it's Friday. So we never know ahead of time. So you can definitely tune in live, but the easiest way to do so is to subscribe to the IdahoSports.com YouTube channel, and then you'll get a notification. Same thing with Facebook when we are going live, and that's the easiest way to do it. All right, enough from me. The person you really tuned in to hear from is our North Idaho resident and expert, Ryan Skaggs. What's up, Skaggs?
People tuning in to hear me. Come on now. Of all the lies you could tell, you go with that one.
You know, I'm just glad at IdahoSports.com, that's the big lie is the flattery I heap upon my podcasters.
I'm just nothing, happy to be here, Brandon. Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing more serious than that. And yes, it's been an interesting couple of weeks in North Idaho in the news, right? In terms of a story and, you know, what do you believe? Which side is real? Which side isn't? And so we just try to play the facts here on the North Idaho Prepcast, right?
Yep, that's right. And if by story you're talking about Colton Mitchell leaving Idaho State and signing with the University of Idaho this morning, we'll go with that one. That yeah, he's now a Vandal. So he entered the portal pretty quickly and exited fairly quickly as well.
Awesome. That's great for the Vandals. And like no disrespect to the Vandal Nation out there, but I still think Colton Mitchell is like maybe a tier higher than Idaho. I think, but we'll see what happens here with the Vandals. This year, we talked about Case Wynot, you know, in the portal, and also, you know, not North Idaho, but notable because he's also a D1 player from the state of Idaho. Liam Campbell from Hawaii reopened his commitment after Andy Enfield ducked and ran on USC to SMU.
Yeah. So there's a lot of movement and, you know, could you see, it'd be kind of cool. How cool would it be to see Case and Liam end up maybe and throwing Jack Paynes in the portal as well. Like you could end up with like an Idaho all-star team somewhere. That'd be pretty cool.
But Vandals, make this happen. You already have two of the starting five. Titus Yearout from Lapway, Colton Mitchell from Lake City. Okay, let's go get Wynot and Campbell and Payne and make it an all Idaho starting five. Can't be any worse than it's been.
I mean, you could, yeah, and then you could throw like, I mean, they already have Julius Mims who played at North Idaho College and he had a heck of a season for the Vandals too. So yeah, there's some talent out there, though. I mean, that just says a lot about, like, the kids that have been coming out of the state of Idaho, that you've got movement like this at the Division I level, you know, where you have people lining up to, like, Case's dad said he had five offers within the first 6 hours of reopening his commitment. I mean, like, that's just bananas. I don't know what it's been since. I'm sure it's more. But there's been movement all over the place with Coach Riley at Eastern Washington going to Washington State, and then you got movement from Washington State to Stanford, and that coaches are just jumping everywhere. And I think the ones that have stayed put are going to be the ones that probably reap the benefits. With Logie staying at like Montana State, I think he's going to probably steal a few guys. You look at Pribble at Idaho; he's already landed Mitchell, and I think he's going to hit the portal a little bit more. So, you know, Coach Rice stayed put at Boise State. I think the state of Idaho might come out like a bandit coming out of the portal out of this one.
Yeah, I'll say the one thing are all Idaho all-star squad is missing is a big man. So Blake Buchanan, if you're listening, no, I'm just kidding.
leave Virginia in the ACC and come back to the Big Sky. No, and where you were starting at times for Tony Bennett. No, Blake's a great player. He's going to have a huge future for him. But yeah, having a big in that lineup would be kind of cool. But I mean, that's a pretty a bunch of 6'5", you know, 6 foot one point guard, 6 foot three shooting guard, and then a bunch of 6'5" dudes. But I mean, you talk about a 3-point all-star team. There you go.
Get it done. One last note on college hoops, and then we'll get it. This is going to be a lighter show today. I'm just going to tell you straight. All right. There's not going to be a lot
load of management, right? This is our load management show.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot of hard hitting analysis today. Did you see, speaking of Coach Rice at BSU, of course, Leon Rice, the head coach at Boise State, his oldest son, Max Rice, just finished his 9-year college career. I'm joking, but he was there for like 6 years. Yeah. He finished his career. His youngest son, Cade Rice, he entered the portal. You see this? Yeah. He said he's seeking.
That says a lot about the talent. Cade knows that he's not going to sniff the floor. Like, Rice has got, I mean, because Kobe Young entered the portal and so did Jace Whiting, who, speaking of another Idaho kid, Jace is in the portal as well. So, like, I mean, that just says some of the talent that's coming back too for the Broncos. But there's writing in the sand there. I mean, but his own kid leaving, he just said he wanted more playing time. Like, that, pure and simple. I think that makes sense.
Ouch. That hurts to have.
But he's the same position as, like, you know, Buzo, and like, I mean, he's got dudes in front of him, so I don't think he's gonna get the floor. But I mean, Roddy Anderson played really well at point for the Broncos too, and there's pieces that are back for them that, you know, they're gonna be okay. Tyson Dagenhart's still there. So yeah, Boise State's gonna be okay on the basketball floor next year. But I think, you know, I wouldn't freak out with three guys entering the portal. I think you're going to get those guys. They kind of knew that Whiting was probably going to leave anyways.
That's pretty common in today's college hoops. And I can at least appreciate Coach Rice resisting the urge to go daddy ball. As somebody, I'm a big UCLA fan, of course, and as somebody who experienced that with Steve Alford and Bryce Alford, great player. Probably not a starting point guard in the Pac-12. That was kind of an ego thing. And he shot the Bruins to a lot of wins and also shot the Bruins out of a lot of games. Just a high volume, inefficient shooter. I can appreciate a coach, coach first, dad second when it comes to the team. So
yeah. Which one's paying the bills? I mean, granted, you don't need to stroke your kid's ego by playing them on the basketball floor. That's not necessarily doing them the best as far as a parenting role goes, but
yeah.
I mean, he's taking care of his team. He's got a responsibility to the university to put out the best product. I think he's doing that with what he's doing. But yeah, wish them all nothing but the best. I mean, Jace, I know being an Idaho kid, there's a lot of people that are hoping that he ends up either ISU or maybe even there's been rumblings of like BYU or Utah Valley or, you know, Southern Utah, but we'll see where he ends up.
If he couldn't crack their lineup at Boise State, he's not gonna crack the lineup at BYU.
Yeah, unless he wants to be a bench player. But yeah,
that ain't happening. unless he just kind of wants to be close to watch his mom coach and sister play.
There you go.
For the women's team.
Yeah, I think that's why everybody's drawing connections to BYU. I don't think that's in the realm of possibility. He may end up at Idaho for all we know. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, Idaho's taking anybody and everybody. Let's do it. all right. Well, we are going to talk a little college athletics today. You know, we don't normally dip into college too much. It's mostly high school focused here, but we are going to talk about the upcoming North Idaho Athletic Hall of Fame Awards Banquet. It's coming up this Saturday in Coeur d'Alene. IdahoSports.com for the first time is partnering with the North Idaho Athletic Hall of Fame to live stream the awards banquet, which is going to be, I think it's going to be really fun. And so we'll talk about all of that in just a second. But first, did you know that physicians in Idaho are seeing children as young as age 7 with vape-related injuries? 7, Skaggs.
That's
how old's your kid? He's
8.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's right in that range.
Yeah. Him vaping, it's like, dude, the kid, like, plays with Legos. Like, you don't even know if he knew what he would do with a vape pen. But I mean, kids being that young and being introduced to it, that's absolutely, as a parent, that's infuriating. That makes me so mad as a dad. But yeah, it shouldn't be happening.
It's terrifying. And really, that's what no vape is all about. They want to spread awareness, because first line of defense is the home. In anything, in vaping, in what your child's learning at school, everything. First line of defense is the home. What you are doing as parents is first. And then, you know, at school, teachers, administrators, they're doing what they can to try and curb this. But as you get older and older, it is so prevalent. It's like whack-a-mole almost.
Yeah.
And you grab this one, but there's three more that pop up.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's the thing about making the awareness be out there of just like, you know, it doesn't take a lot to stay on the clean side of things. And, you know, it's, you know, the peer pressure, we understand, becomes a huge thing at, you know, the adolescent age. You enter that arena, and there's a lot of things that you do to try to either fit in or make yourself look cool, or, you know, that says a lot too about the mental health stuff and everything too, and trying to escape. And there's better avenues out there and better things for you than vaping, for sure.
So parents, the best way to prevent your child from vaping is to talk to them about it, yeah, as early as possible, which apparently is age 7. You know, but no vape has, you know, that's a tough talk, right? There's, as a parent, yeah, there's tough talks you have to have in life. You know, we think of the big one, right?
Don't pick up gum off the street. I mean, at 7, I didn't think vaping was going to enter the conversation. So like, that just tells you where we're headed as a society. Good grief.
There's tough talks you got to have as parents about a litany of things. But yeah, if you feel like this is going to be a difficult conversation to have, no vape has all sorts of, you know, one-liners and tips and helpful info for you to help navigate that conversation. You can find out more details by going to our site, idahosports.com, or also just typing in no vape, KNOW, no vape Idaho, into your favorite web browser. And they've got tons of good info there for parents and kids alike. And they are doing great work. I was going to say, yep, the Lord's work, but I don't know if it's that high, but it's doing great work for sure.
You know, another way to selfish plug here is that you can help your kids know the dangers of vaping is tune into our sports broadcast here on idahosports.com and watch all those great informational advertisements that we play during our games.
That's right. We had a lot of good commercials that we played during state basketball for no vape, for sure. So yeah, big thanks to the folks at No Vape and Idaho Public Television for taking this on and spreading the awareness. All right, we are going to spread the awareness of the North Idaho Athletic Hall of Fame this weekend. Like I say that like we're doing a lot here. We're
eating dinner and turning on a camera.
That's, you know,
let's be real.
we are simply allowing the North Idaho Athletic Hall of Fame banquet to be seen by many, because this is the premier athletic banquet in North Idaho. And I would argue, you know, yep, the IHSAA has their Hall of Fame banquet, of course, but as far as I know, North Idaho is the only region that has something like this. There's nothing like this in Boise, yep, as far as I know, nothing in East Idaho, Magic Valley, none of that. So this is a cool event. It's been going on for a really long time. Seating is limited, right? There's athletes from almost every school coming, and parents. And so seating is limited. So we kind of formed a partnership to broadcast it for those that aren't able to make it. I think it's going to be, yeah, a really good partnership.
No, that's awesome. I mean, I think kids only get one ticket with theirs to the event. So there'd be a lot of, and then there was the opportunity to buy tickets. They were limited seating, and I know that they sold out fairly quickly for the event. You know, I think they've been putting this on for a long time too. It's been going on since, I'd have to go back to the website, quote me if I'm wrong, but like the early 90s, late 80s, they've been doing this. So, you know, started with Dwayne Hagedone putting it on, and now Rasmussen with Northwest Specialty Hospital has been kind of chairing this event and been doing a phenomenal job with it and bringing in awesome keynote speakers and recognizing people that are involved in athletics, from officials to coaches to kids and players and college athletes and supporters and everything in between. They do a great job. Just, you know, kind of waving the banner for everything that's involved with athletics in North Idaho. And North Idaho is so unique because I think we're geographically so tucked away from the rest of the state. We almost operate like we're our own state up here. Just because there's that vast expanse of nothingness between Grangeville to Riggins and, you know, McCall down in that area. So everything Grangeville North kind of does their own thing, and there's a bunch of kids that are represented for a whole bunch of awards that have been nominated, and it's going to be a great night. Saturday is going to be a ton of fun and an opportunity to just put the spotlight where it needs to be on those that work incredibly hard and do a lot of great things for athletics here in North Idaho.
Yeah, I mean, they have they have awards for high school athletes, male and female, large school, small school, right? 5A, 4A, and then also 3A, 2A, 1A. So everybody is getting recognized. There's college awards. There are team awards, like girls team of the year. You know, there's some good, you can go to NIHOF.org. That'll have all the links for where you can watch. We're going to be streaming on idahosports.com as well as YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. All the links are there. But you can also see all the nominees for this year and the Hall of Fame inductees also. So there's, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I'll give you some time to prep and research as we're moving through, and then I'll come back to it at the end. But give me one boys category and one girls category that you're most looking forward to seeing who the winner is. Like the most loaded, toughest to call, section. And then we'll circle back at the end of the show and reveal which one we're most excited to see.
Man, that's tough. Yeah.
I know.
There's a couple of those categories that are like super deep. Go ahead. All right, we can continue because I'm going to go ahead and scroll through this because I look at this and some of them, I'm like, holy smokes. Just offhand, like girls volleyball's loaded. For the big school, small school's loaded too.
And obviously, you know, the big ones, you know, overall male athlete of the year, overall female athlete of the year. We will talk about those specifically as well. So you can't pick those. So you gotta go an individual sport because they give out an award for every sport, right? Football, volleyball. All right.
This one absolutely stands out. Small school football. Field is absolutely packed.
Small school football, and the candidates are, let's see, where's that at?
It's right in the middle of the state.
Okay, Cooper Lenz from Timberlake, and this is listed in no particular order. Lenz from Timberlake, Trey Gibson from St. Mary's, 1,000-yard rusher on offense, Jack Driscoll from Logos, great quarterback, Gage Crow from Lewis County. I think he was almost a 2,000-yard rusher this year. Mm-hmm. Ty Kep from Kendrick, great quarterback. John Pruitt from Mullen St. Regis. Yeah, he was a great running back for the Tigers. And then Porter Whipple from Cami, the two-way lineman standout. That is a tough category. That's a good one.
Like girls basketball's crazy. Like with Avery Waddington, Tegan Colvin, Sophia Zufelt, Landry Simon, and Carly Banks. I mean, that's a loaded field. Holy smokes.
It's a good one for sure.
Athlete of the year. Both those categories are both big and small school are crazy.
Yeah. I'll give you mine. I was looking at, and it's a spring sport. So they do all the sports, right? Football, basketball, tennis, track and field, swimming, et cetera. They do a boys and a girls, a large school and a small school. Small school girls, track and field.
Holy cow. Yeah.
You've got Cadence Beck from Highland, who was an incredible hurdler. You've got a couple of running dynamos from Coeur d'Alene Charter and Annabelle Carr and McKenna Kozala, who won the cross country title earlier this fall. And then you've got three really talented throwers: Aisha Abubakari from Bonner's Ferry, Lindy Kessinger from Orofino, and Sage Elvin from Prairie.
And then go over and look at the female athlete of the year for small school. I mean, Aisha Abubakari from Bonner's Ferry, Brittany Phillips from Hollis, Kennedy Kirk from Deary, Haley Taylor from Kendrick, Maddie Thacker from Grangeville, Annabelle Carr from Coeur d'Alene Charter, and Uriah Wood from Deary. Like, that's a who's who, you know, list of all sports, but also there's some names that are missing from that list that could be on there too, that it's just like, you look at it, it's like, that's how deep athletics has been in North Idaho. That's a crazy deep list. And that's accounting for all you know, seasons. Fall, winter, and spring sports as well.
Yeah, that's overall contributions across the entire calendar year. Certainly, and so back to the track thing, just real quick. We'll have to start doing this. It's a weekly check-in. Does Sage Elvin of Prairie still have the top discus throw in the state for girls track and field? I am pleased to report that yes, for the third consecutive week, her mark is still the best. I love it. A 1A athlete leading the state.
That's awesome. I mean, girls wrestling. Okay. Now we might get, our boys from the Matt chat that'll peek in on this one, but girls wrestling list, you got Jolie Slider from Lewiston, Kara Brown from Coeur d'Alene, Haley McNeil from Potlatch, Aubrey Wells from Bonner's Ferry and Ava Willis from Bonner's Ferry. That's a pretty deep list too. Just the wrestling list alone, those ones piqued my interest a lot, because boys wrestling for large school, you got Ryder Seguin from Post Falls, Hoyt Haas from Lewiston, Tyson Barnhart from Post Falls, Seth Martin from Post Falls, and then Carson Leonard from Lakeland. I mean, you got some state champs in there, some runner-ups with just massive success through their seasons. And then the small school, three just dynamos. Caden Schaff from Nez Perce, Cole McLantag from Priest River, and then Bass Myers from Clearwater Valley. I mean, how do you pick one out of that group? That's crazy. You just don't.
Yeah, this is the North Idaho PrepCast presented by No Vape. We are kind of going through our favorite categories here for the North Idaho Athletic Hall of Fame Awards Banquet this Saturday, starting at 6:30 from the resorts in Coeur d'Alene. And we will be streaming it live on idahosports.com as well. Are you ready to move on to the big categories? We'll go through each of them. Or do you got one more sport specific you want to point out?
No, it's going to be like team of the year. I think we can go to the bigger categories, because team of the year is definitely, there's, in my mind, there is an overwhelming runaway favorite, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Okay.
With the boys team of the year award.
Okay, well, let's get to it. Boys team of the year, large school, 5A, 4A. You have Coeur d'Alene football. Of course, they won the state title over Highland in the classic battle.
They lost in the state title.
Sorry. State championship qualifier.
Correct.
You have Sandpoint soccer, Coeur d'Alene cross country, which I'm assuming is your favorite to win. I mean, they went and not only won state, they won regionals. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then they finished in the top 10 at nationals.
And then, nationals, yeah. And then you have Lake City swimming and Lakeland swimming. Is that where you were looking, was cross country?
That's where I was leaning on that one. That's a, man, that you talk about dominant teams that we've seen in North Idaho over the last year. I mean, that, Their efforts are just absolutely bonkers. You look at what they were able to accomplish top to bottom through their seasons. It was just phenomenal.
Boys team of the year for small school, 3A, 2A, 1A. You have three kind of dynasties and then a newcomer. The newcomer is Bonner's Ferry basketball, right? They won their first title in school history this past winter. And then you have three kind of dynasties, right? You've in three different seasons. Kendrick football, Lapway basketball, Troy baseball. This is going to be a really hard one to pick.
How do you pick one out of that? Because they all individually look so different in what they were able to accomplish, and they all had different paths in getting there. That's a deep field. I mean, four teams, but a deep field. You look at all four of them. I've got, you give them an award. I'm like, cool, I get it. Congratulations. It's the same way too in the girls' team of the year in my mind as well. But for the large school, that one makes a whole lot of sense too. I don't know if you want to go through that list or not, but let's back up to the top, because I was looking at the small school list.
Yeah, girls team of the year, large school, 5A, 4A. You've got two swimming programs, Lake City and Sandpoint. You have the Sandpoint soccer team, girls soccer, and they have been kind of a mini dynasty. And then, of course, Coeur d'Alene basketball, they repeated as 5A state champs. This is pretty good. This will be a tough one to gauge too, I think.
Yeah, that one's a deep field, because, I mean, the swimming one gets immediately overlooked, I think. But to see what Lake City's done in the pool is absolutely bonkers. Like, the numbers of state champions that they've churned out, you know, that's just an awesome group of kids. And they've had a great run the last few years with swimming at Lake City High School.
And they did win the 5A championship. We chronicled this in the fall. It was due to an error on Timberline's part, right? They had too many swimmers and too many events. They lost, you know, about 60 points, and Lake City surged ahead and won the championship. What a great story that was. Girls team of the year for small school, 3A, 2A, 1A. You have Troy volleyball, and they're the creme de la creme in volleyball. Yep. Kendrick basketball, and then who won their first title or won the title this year in Coach Ron Ireland's final season. And
he's up for Coach of the Year award too. So, I mean, he's nominated for that as well.
Yes, and you'll see a lot of the leaders of these teams of the year up for Coach of the Year also. And then a pair of spring sport coaches, Bonner or spring sport teams, Bonner's Ferry Golf and Genesee softball. I kind of Bonner's Ferry Golf, what they have done is quietly under the radar, like very impressive for all the way up in Bonner's Ferry. They have two Division One golfers on their team, the Bayer twins that we've talked about. I don't know. They've been a fun story to chronicle.
Yeah, no, that really has. And you look at their player, the Bears, and, you know, going to play Division One golf, you know, you've got two players on a 3A high school team going to play college golf is crazy in my mind, but, you know, an awesome accomplishment for that program. And just top to bottom, I think Bonner's Ferry is one of those teams that I know that they didn't have the greatest of football seasons, but you look at the consistency that they've had in athletics over the last few years. They were great in football. You know, the previous school year, they had a great season and a generational run, through the regular season and into the playoffs. But they've just done a great job up there. I mean, like, they finally getting that basketball championship this year too. And the town just rallies around the school, and rightfully so.
I call it, and Christian will love this. He's going to text me later when he watches this. I call it the Christian Wiener effect. He and his wife moved up there, you know, a couple of years ago, kind of installed their winning ways into the community, and Bonner's Ferry's been on the upswing ever since.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure. Yeah, you probably will get some notifications over that one. The overall athlete of the year award pool is pretty deep as well. There's some interesting, because there's the sports that we think of, the big sports, but there's also the secondary sports that these individuals do too, that they've had some great success in.
And go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, so yeah, let's get to that. Male athlete of the year, 5A 4A big schools, Kai Wheeler from Coeur d'Alene, great football player, unsung hero in basketball. He was kind of the enforcer inside.
He's a glue guy, man. Absolutely.
Yeah. Jesse Turner, also from Coeur d'Alene, Lachlan May. You have from Sandpoint, Jesse Turner, Luke Levitt, and Drew Lehman. From Moscow, Tyson Izzo and Connor Isaacson, and also Alex Shields of Post Falls.
Yeah.
It's a tough, diverse group, right?
That is a diverse group because they're looking at the whole body of work. It's not just one sports season. They're looking at their success through multiple seasons. And I mean, there's some good athletes there. You look at what Drew Lehman did at Sandpoint in football. You know, he had, you know, some good success there. And Isaacson, you know, in baseball for Moscow has been awesome. So, you know, there's some guys there that have had, you know, Alex Shields at Post Falls in basketball and football. He's been great as a multi-sport athlete. You know, Lachlan May at Coeur d'Alene and Kai, like we talked about Kai, but Turner and Levitt at Sandpoint, both two, you know, Sandpoint getting three on that list, I think just says a lot about the state of athletics up there for Sandpoint. Like they've had some great athletes.
Yeah. Turner is kind of like Isaacson from Moscow, football, baseball standout, baseball, really, really impressive player. So yeah, that'll be a fun one. And then male athlete of the year, small school, 3A, 2A, 1A, you have from Timberlake, Cooper Lenz, and Jacob Yetter. You have from Kendrick, Nathan Twite, and Ty Kep. Those are three sport athletes, football, baseball. I think Twite does track, right? I'll have to double check on that.
Check on that one, yeah.
I think I just put the Kendrick baseball roster into the site today. I didn't see him on there. I did. Potlatch from Potlatch, you have Jackson Bowles, great pitcher in baseball, excellent basketball player. From Bonner's Ferry, Trey Bateman. From Clearwater Valley, Bass Myers, standout football fullback, running back, state champion wrestler as well. Bass Myers. You've got David Clute from Kamei, Jack Driscoll from Logos, and Gavin Christofferson from Timberline up in Weipe as well.
So, you know, Jack, we know about what he does on the football field. A great, great senior season there for Logos. He had a great season in basketball, you know, part of a pretty good core group of guys. They plays baseball at Moscow and, you know, goes up and plays 4A ball and plays extremely well. Like, that's a guy that's on that list that I look at. I'm like, man, that's an unsung hero, kind of goes under the radar type guy. We knew about him in football because he just had such gaudy numbers this year as a senior. But he contributes for that Moscow Bears baseball team, who, by the way, swept Lewiston the other day. So that's a pretty good list of small school athletes right there.
For sure. Female athlete of the year, large school, 5A, 4A. You have Lakeland leading the way with two nominees, Landry Simon and Lila Kiefer. Of course, we know what they do in volleyball and basketball. You have Allison Olson from Lewiston, Punk Knott from Moscow. Punk's, of course, just a nickname, but I believe McKenna is her given name. But Punk Knott, she's a three-sport athlete. And then Maddie Mitchell from Coeur d'Alene, great lights-out shooter on the basketball court, four event qualifier in state track and field also.
Yeah, no, Maddie's a phenomenal athlete. And I mean, Lila, I believe, does track as well. And so, you know, volleyball, basketball, track, you know, her parents are both phenomenal athletes in their own right. So there's some good genetics there in that group going through at 5A, 4A.
Yeah. And then you kind of outlined this one. This might be the toughest one to gauge. Female athlete of the year, small school, 3A, 2A, 1A. There are the only school that had multiple nominees was Deary, Kennedy Kirk, and Araya Wood. That makes sense. Three sport athletes there. You have Aisha Abubakari from Bonners Ferry, Brittany Phillips from Wallace, Haley Taylor from Kendrick, Maddie Thacker from Grangeville, and Annabelle Carr from Coeur d'Alene Charter.
Yeah, that one, I can't pin the winner out of that group. You know, you look at, like you said, bodies of work, and who do we talk about, you know, season in and season out? I mean, there's some standouts on that list in volleyball with Brittany Phillips, and basketball, you know, for Wallace, and, you know, Aisha at Bonners Ferry she's like what we talked about, Max Rice, how it seems like he was at Boise State for like 8 years. Aisha seems like she's been at Bonners Ferry for 8 years because she's a three sport athlete for the Badgers and has been excelling since her freshman year. You know, so the fact she's on that list, that's just absolute kudos to her. And Haley Taylor, Kendrick, you know, she's been there for a while and like just had great success for the Tigers. And yeah, Annabelle Carr's been a phenomenal athlete at Coeur d'Alene Charter, and very limited sports that they offer, she excels in the ones that she participates in. And yeah, the two from Deary, we've talked about them, and you know, obviously been able to talk to, you know, a couple of them in person, but you know, between Araya and Kennedy, both well-deserved athletes, they're, you know, been phenomenal.
Yeah. It's, they're almost a package at this point, right? Kirk and Wood together. Okay. And then there's, you know, college awards, you know, we're going to recognize great athletes from North Idaho College and the University of Idaho and Lewis and Clark State College in coaching, and also team and individual. There's athlete of the year, or a team, college team of the year, college athlete of the year, college coach of the year. And then there's a special. So there's 49 total awards that are handed out here. And then the 50th, if you want the nice round number 50 is a special college recognition award, and that's going to basically a Northern Idaho student who is no longer in North Idaho but is doing something incredible away from home at college. And this year that's going to be Ridge Lovett, the pride of Post Falls, who is a fantastic wrestler for the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yeah, an All-American, and well deserved. And he's just a great kid too, that, you know, we watched him grow up since he was a little guy in the real life program, the Post Falls program, through junior high and high school, and going on to do big things in college wrestling in the Big Ten. Like he's the real deal. He's legit. And to be an All-American, you know, from the state of Idaho, that's awesome. And there's guys that, you know, on that list behind him, you know, the high school list for wrestling, that are wanting to follow in those footsteps.
Yep. It's pretty incredible. And then that's just a portion of it, right? There's also the Hall of Fame part of the awards banquet. So again, this is the North Idaho Prepcast on idahosports.com. Brandon Bainey, Ryan Skaggs. We're talking about the 2024 North Idaho Athletic Hall of Fame awards banquet this Saturday, 6:30 PM on idahosports.com, as well as the idahosports.com YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Twitter account. We'll be live streaming the awards banquet. There are awards that are given out to high school athletes that are still in school. And then there's the other piece, which is the Hall of Fame induction, which is, okay, they were once standout athletes, and then they were standout people in their career paths, wherever they went. Yeah. The nominees this year, the inductees this year, Randy Mueller, who I'll admit, you know, was on my radar as an NFL general manager long before I even lived in Idaho. He's from St. Mary's. He played quarterback for the Lumberjacks football team, then went to Linfield College in Oregon. He won a Division II national championship at the NAIA level and was MVP of the championship game. And then, you know, an outstanding career as a general manager, front office person in the NFL. Randy Mueller from St. Mary's. That's a heavy hitter at the top of the Hall of Fame inductee list this year.
No, that's awesome. And, you know, cool to see people. I mean, St. Mary's, you talk about towns in North Idaho that may have turned out some of the biggest names in athletics. St. Mary's might be at the top of the list right now between Randy Mueller. You got Coach Choate down there at Nevada's from St. Mary's. I mean, like, there's guys that are just bonkers that have come out of St. Mary's and done some huge things in life. And for a small town, that's just pretty outstanding. I mean, we could do a who's who list, I think, around North Idaho. You know, Sandpoint had Jerry Kramer, you know, of NFL fame from the 60s. And yeah, I mean, there's just, you know, a lot of these towns have turned out some very, very big names that have done some cool things. But yeah.
And I always say, you know, I don't have a favorite school. I'm not from Idaho. I'm not an alma mater anywhere, but I do have a soft spot in my heart for St. Mary's. That's where my father-in-law graduated from high school, class of 79 at St. Mary's High. And he's got a place down there at St. Mary's we go to. And so, that's kind of the one soft spot in my heart is for the Lumberjacks for sure.
Yeah. I'm just, go ahead.
No, I was any more St. Mary's thoughts before we.
No, we're good. We can keep moving through that inductees list, 'cause there's some cool names in there.
Yeah. This next one, Jackie Ross Maddox, not from Idaho, grew up in Jamaica actually. Yeah. So she was born in Kingstown actually. Yeah, Kingstown, was born there, and then she lived in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. She came to the University of Idaho at the very end of the 80s and then competed in track and field and was a 10-time Big Sky Conference champion. 3-time Big Sky champ in both the outdoor and indoor triple jump, 2-time winner in the indoor long jump, and also won Big Sky titles in the outdoor long jump and the heptathlon, which might be the most impressive because that's six events in one. Yeah,
that tells you the type of athlete you're dealing with right there. The heptathlon is one of those events that it's built of multiple events, and the fact that you can be a heptathlon champion means you're really good at a lot of things. Yeah, it's kind of like that. What's the one in skiing where you like ski and then have to shoot a rifle and some other stuff, but.
That is the
biathlon.
Because that's two. That's only two things.
Where hepta means multiple is six.
Yeah, I think I said six. It's actually seven. It's the 100-meter hurdles.
Yep.
The 200, the 800, the high jump, the long jump, the shot put, and the javelin. So you got to do it all. It's really impressive.
You know, run fast, run long, throw far, jump far, jump high. That's impressive. Yeah. No, that's awesome for her. And it'll be great to meet a lot of these people too on Saturday night. I'm looking forward to the event. It's going to be a ton of fun. But these last two here too, that, you know, being I grew up down the LC Valley, but I know this name very well. If you want to introduce him, but I think this is a great introduction and inductee into the Hall of Fame. Very well deserving.
Yeah. Our last two inductees this year, Dara Eggers, grew up in Beauville. You know, you're a true North Idaho resident. If you could point to Beauville on the map.
Driven through there many a time going hunting. So yeah, no, that's cool. You mean Deary fame, but, you know, he was a phenomenal athlete in high school, but then he did a great job at the professional level, you know, in education and, you know, teaching, and has his career as a teacher and coach. And I believe he went on to be principal and athletic director as well. And that's kind of where he finished his career, but just a phenomenal career for him. And congrats for Mr. Eggers to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. I think he's more than deserving to end up there.
Yeah, synonymous with Deary, right? He was a 4-year letter winner in football, basketball, and track, all at Deary High School. He won the state long jump during his sophomore year. He started doing the decathlon. He was nationally ranked there. He went to Spokane Falls Community College for 2 years and then transferred to U of I. He then got into education, like you said, Clearwater Valley down in Kooski, and then at Deary for countless years. The coolest thing, though, I think, was reading his bio. And you can read all these bios again at nihof.org. As a teenager, he won the national high jump and set a new record in Memphis, Tennessee, clearing 6 feet, 1.5 inches. He did that as like a tween.
That's awesome. And tween from Beauville, you know, competing at Deary High School, you know, these small school kids can turn out like, I mean, 8-man football, you can go ahead and at them on X, but getting a shout out for the little guy.
He also set a national record in the pentathlon, which is 5 events for 12 and 13 year olds that summer as well. And then the coolest part is, you know, growing up on the family farm in Beauville, he and his parents, I'm sure, helped, but they made homemade track facilities so he could practice. They made a high jump pit out in the family barnyard, and then they added a long jump pit. And two lanes of, you know, 35-meter sprints as well.
That's awesome, man. You talk about dedication to your craft. That's awesome. But, I mean, some of the stats you look at, too, the professional side as a coach. You know, over his 15-year coaching in football, 11 playoff appearances, played in 6 consecutive state title games, winning the title in 93, 95, and 97. And then his 95 team was featured in an article from USA Today. Like, that's just awesome. That, like, you know, I remember as a kid living in the LC Valley and getting the Lewiston Tribune, and there would just be stuff about his teams, you know, growing up. That's like, you know, this little 8-man team from Deary, Idaho, and how good they were. It was, you know, they were the, you know, we talk about Kendrick now, they already did it. Like, they were there. Like, that's the impressive part about him and what he did with his teams.
I did notice that. I've started working on this IdahoSports.com record book / almanac. And so I've emailed, you know, I'm starting with football, you know, and then I'll work on the other sports after. But I, you know, I've reached out to coaches. I'm starting to get info back. But then I've also gone into old newspaper archives, and I've been looking at, you know, playoff history for each school. I want people to be able to come and go, Deary's made the playoffs 17 times, and they've been to the semis 10 times, and they've won the championship 5 times. Deary in the 90s, especially the late 90s, they were a force, man. I was looking at the old brackets and the results, and yeah, they were dominant.
They were tough, man. They had things moving in the right direction. You talk about good rivalries back in the day. That Deary Kendrick rivalry was crazy.
Yeah. And then our final Hall of Fame inductee, Bill Bopp, who was a longtime official, referee in basketball, graduated from Sandpoint High in 1978, but he actually lives in Kokalala.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
There's worse places to live than Kokalala. Holy cow. Like, that's a great place. Good lake to fish in, too. They got some good, you can ice fish out there in the winter. It's pretty good. But yeah, Bill's just, I mean, you talk about a consummate face of high school athletics. I mean, for so long here in North Idaho, you couldn't go to a big basketball game and not see Bill on the floor. I mean, with him, and you talk about other officials like Manzardo that's up here, you know, they've just been around what seems like for such a long time, but they've been involved and so dedicated to their craft. And you talk about what he did. He would coach. He officiated at the junior college games too, for NIC. So he wasn't just a high school referee. He was at the junior college level as well. But he wanted to work more than one state tournament. He did 20 state tournaments at 20 boys and 18 girls. He would have done more, but you were only allowed to do one. So there was years he would do either one boy tournament or one girl tournament. He could have done more. That's how long this guy officiated, but did it at such a high level and just so dedicated to athletics for high school kids here in North Idaho. Very, very, very well deserving. And he's just a great man too. But I know there's so many people. I remember he retired. There was a write-up in the Coeur d'Alene Press about him and all the coaches they interviewed that he had built friendships with over the years. And just a great guy and very well deserving of his Hall of Fame induction.
He officiated state tournaments in 5 different decades. Think about that.
It's great. You want to talk about somebody that probably knows the record book? It's probably going to be that guy.
Yeah, Bill, can I give you a call for some eyewitness accounts of? So, I mean, think about it. He was an eyewitness to some of the most iconic basketball moments in Idaho's history.
Yeah, he really was. And he officiated, but not just a few games. He was at the highest. I mean, he was one of the best officials in the state. I mean, you look at his resume and the service awards that he received and the mentions that he got as District 1 basketball commissioner. He's, you know, in the IHSA or the Idaho Officials Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2019. He got the IHSA Distinguished Service Award in 22. So, yeah, just a great career for him and very well deserving of this nomination and or induction into the Hall of Fame here in North Idaho.
Yep. And, of course, we'll wrap up with our guest speaker this year. It is a fellow North Idaho Athletic Hall of Fame inductee, class of 05, the pride of the Idaho Vandals football program, Mark Schlereth. Stink. Yep. Idaho won 3 Big Sky titles in his 4 years at Idaho. They went a combined 38-11. And then he went on, of course, to play in the NFL for the Denver Broncos. And then he's had a long career in media as well, for ESPN. And now he does, NFL games every Sunday on Fox. So,
yeah, no, he's on one of the Fox broadcast crews in the NFL and he has a local sports show in Denver. He still resides and, that he has a daily show on one of the radio stations there in Denver. And, you know, you talk about a huge, you know, not just a physical imposing character, but he's just been big on every chance he gets. He's, you know, tries to shine the spotlight on where he went to school. And he's so proud of being a Vandal. And that pains me to say as a Bronco, but at the same time, like he was, you know, he's Mr. Idaho Vandals. And, you know, he rips on Boise State, which is fine. I can take it because of the career and success that he had against where I went to school. That, you know, he can have those bragging rights over Boise State, but he deserved him. But he's just a great football player, you know, Super Bowl winner. And, you know, if you meet the guy, his hands are just giant too. That's something like the first thing you notice if he gives you a handshake is his hands just like massive. But yeah, looking forward to Saturday night and hearing him speak and, you know, and the number of other people that the inductees and, you know, being around a lot of these kids again, we got to meet a lot of them at the All-Star game a couple weeks ago for basketball. Many of those kids that were there will be represented again this weekend at the banquet, but should be a great time. And I'm looking forward that we have the opportunity to broadcast it here and for free. There's a lot of parents and family members that couldn't be at the event because of space and everything else and distance. Well, nothing closes the gap like a good old free broadcast here on idahosports.com.
Yeah, I'm excited to because you and I have covered these athletes. I personally have done games with teams from Bonner's Ferry all the way to Kooski. I went to Kooski for a football game earlier this fall, and I've done their state baseball games in the past. The athletes I'm looking forward to meeting the most are probably the girls from Coeur d'Alene Charter, because it's just a school, you know, it's cross country and track, and they're just not events I get to in person a lot.
Don't forget tennis, but yeah, go ahead.
And tennis as well, right?
Yeah.
They're just not events that we get to broadcast often. And so I guess that's who I'm most excited to kind of see in person are these girls from Coeur d'Alene Charter.
But yeah. And there's a bunch. I mean, like you've got to do more of the Southern games than I have. And, you know, the games that I've covered are pretty much on that Highway 95 corridor. So it's been, you know, Kendrick, Lewiston, Moscow, you know, Lakeside, Potlatch, St. Mary's, then, you know, the Coeur d'Alene schools, and then going up north, I've been, you know, to Bonner's Ferry and Sandpoint too. And, you know, there's guys on there like, you know, McLame Tags from Priest River, I think is one that, you know, flies under the radar. Those kids that have the success that they've had and don't get a lot of notoriety. There's some kids out there that, you know, that are nominated. That'd be really fun to meet. Bass Myers from Clearwater Valley, you know, to go out to Kooski, and Porter Whipple from Kamei. And then you got the Grangeville kids. I mean, it'd be cool to connect with Coach Barger's there with her girls and the success that team's had and the individuals on that group. They've just got a great group of kids. And It's just going to be an awesome event. It really is. And so if the kids are watching, feel free. We're going to be at the back table. Come say hi. You get a chance if they have like the social hour, just to swing by and say hi to us. It'd be great to put a handshake and, you know, some of them is just followers through social media and we don't get to meet them, or they're playing and then they leave and we don't get to talk to them after the game as much. And so it's like, yeah, we've seen you in person. We've crossed paths, but we never had a conversation. It'd be really neat to just to talk to some of the kids and the parents and just thank them for the opportunity that we have to do what we do, because there is no show without the kids. There really isn't.
Yep, for sure. So again, it's the North Idaho Hall of Fame Athletic Banquet this Saturday, 6:30 p.m. on idahosports.com, as well as wherever you're watching this right now, the idahosports.com YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Twitter account as well. Here, I thought this was going to be a shorter show, and then we start talking about all these great kids and the history. I mean, these are my two favorite subjects, right? Our high school students in Idaho doing great, incredible things, and then the history. I mean, I could sit and talk history for hours.
Yeah. No, we can play, you know, top 10 list games all we want to. I mean, that's the, you know, make a list. That's like right up my alley. So yeah, no, I'm with you on that one.
Yep, for sure. So, hey, big thanks, everybody, for hanging through. We'll get back into the regular spring sports grind of things next week. But North Idaho Hall of Fame Athletic Banquet coming up this Saturday, 6:30, again, on idahosports.com. All right, enjoy the competition this week/weekend, everybody. For Ryan Skaggs, I'm Brandon Bainey, and we'll see you back here next week for another edition of the North Idaho PrepCast on idahosports.com.